John S. Doyle is here with it, says in the papers.
The Irish Times reports that the government would put a time limit on a commission of investigation into the abuse of children in schools in order to expedite a redress package for survivors under plans being considered by the coalition. The Irish Examiner reports that the body that represents the Catholic education community, the Catholic Education Partnership, has committed itself to fully cooperating with the Commission of Inquiry. This news came, the paper says, just hours after the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, confirmed that detectives are investigating whether there were coordinated paedophile rings involved in the abuse. The Irish Daily Mail quotes the retired Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, as having said on RTE Radio yesterday that criminal prosecutions must continue and victims must be compensated promptly. The Irish Independent says a Garda source has warned that time is running out to prosecute alleged school abusers. There are concerns over the advanced age of many of them, while many more are dead. The paper says it is understood that in the past year, one alleged abuser who was in the Spiritan Order died after Gardaí received a direction from the Director of Public Prosecutions that he could be charged with a number of offences. Cork City is becoming a no-go area for international students. That's the view of the head of UCC's Indian alumni community, quoted in the Examiner, after a number of racially motivated incidents. In the latest, Michelle McGlynn writes, an Indian student had a rope put around his neck in an attempt to choke him on St. Patrick Street. The news doesn't get any better. The Irish Sun leads with a woman in her 60s who was rushed to hospital after she was set upon and viciously attacked by two dogs at a home in Dunleary. For the Mail and the Irish Daily Star, the main story is the preparations for tomorrow's soccer match between Ireland and England. Both papers note that British police will be in Dublin to check CCTV for far-right English hooligans here to cause trouble. A battalion of police, according to the Mail, which speaks of a ring of steel around the capital. There is much about cycling. In The Independent, Dara Nolan has an interview with Neil Fox, whose sister Donna died 8 years ago today when she, on her bicycle, was hit by a truck at the junction between Seville Place and Guild Street in the centre of Dublin. Since his sister's death, Mr. Fox has advocated for improved road safety, particularly for cyclists, the paper says. In The Times, Jack White writes about Colm Stevens, the manager of Trinity College's School of Physics, a daily commuter by bike. 25,000 bicycles have been reported as stolen since 2019, and his was one of them. He said, I was perhaps naive, leaving a €3,000 bike locked outside a building under a CCTV camera. And then, of course, there is the famous Leinster House bike shed, or shelter, as some prefer to call it, which cost €336,000. Brenda Power in the Mail wonders who signed off on this structure. Glorified parking rack is what Justine McCarthy in The Times calls it. She says it is a parable for all that Ireland does badly.
John S. Doyle.